Giants game last week. It was a typical Eagles-Giants type of game, tough, physical, down to the end. Proud of our players. We're nowhere near where we need to be to be a well-oiled machine. We're not there. We've got a lot of hard work to do. Many of our players played outstanding. There were some excellent individual plays as well. Certainly am proud of the offensive players. You know, three late fourth quarter come from behind victories. That part is outstanding. Now, getting to the Pittsburgh Steelers, they were 7-1 last year at home. They're 1-0 this year at home. They're getting two excellent defensive players back, two of the best in the game. Ex-defensive NFL MVPs. They're a tough, physical a football team that that is quite disruptive. So we've got a great opportunity, along with a great challenge. We'll open it up to questions.
How much does what you saw against Arizona, which their coaches are from Pittsburgh, you're going to see?
Very similar, I would think. Yeah, there are many differences, but within a big scheme of things, they're very similar. Yeah.
Kind of a tough time in Arizona.
Down there in Arizona, yeah. Shoot, hey.
In this.
Well, we'll see. We'll see, maybe. But both of these defenses are excellent and quite disruptive. So.
You could argue.
What's been the issue on the goal?
Well, look, we've got to execute just a little bit better. You got to give the opponent a little bit credit. I think that's the first time in my life ever playing our coaching called three runs in a row. Man alive. Wow. But anyways, we'll just execute it just a little bit better. We thought we had a good thought there, and it didn't work out.
Are you happy what Bryce Brown is doing, and will any of these other running backs have a chance to get into the mix behind him?
Sure. They're all working hard. Bryce Brown has done an excellent job, both with his preparation and his hard work and what he's done on the field in games. And so certainly great, got a high level of confidence in Bryce. And then our other two are excellent as well. They've been working hard. Dion's a little bit more healthy than he was earlier, and Chris Polk is a big physical guy, so they both may very well have opportunities coming up.
Why was Michael able to bounce back so well?
He bounced back for more than just that, I've got great confidence in Mike. It doesn't waver. The fellows on the team, the players on the team, the confidence doesn't waver in Mike because of the way that he goes about his business. And he's done a great job, certainly toward the end of the games, all of them. And then I took care of the ball last week, which is the most important thing.
Is this the highest level you've seen Deshaun play since he's been here?
Deshaun? The highest level he's played? I haven't really thought about that, comparing that, but...
How's he playing these first four games?
Yeah. Let me just get this straight. It's Deshaun you're talking about. Deshaun. Yeah, shoot, he's playing well. He's playing at a high level. That's what I expect. Our receiver... Yeah, it just surprised me on that question, I guess. Yeah, he's playing at a high level.
Excuse me?
He hasn't dropped the pass.
Well, that's good.
That's what we expect. That's what he expects, yeah.
Now, how about the running back? Have a
LeSean. Yeah, he's doing well. Shoot, he had a good game. You know, LeSean.
He's just so shady.
Well, I don't do the nickname thing because, really, I don't. Just because I some guys with nickname, heck, they got it when they were 9 and they might not really even like it, you know? So I'm pretty careful with the nickname. But our runner, LeSean, You guys are trying to mix me up here. The one thing I was going to say, getting back on point here, the one thing I was going to say about him is he's just – many of the games haven't started out well running the football, and he just kept after it, and it really the whole offensive team, we've talked about this many times throughout many years, just hang in there, and then things will start to pop typically if you're off to a rough start. And that game last week did not start out the way that our players and coaches have planned. The players just hung in there, and then we started generating some pretty good stuff.
In your 2 years with him, is that the kind of back he was for a little bit, two, and then he gets 20
next year? Yeah, all good backs are like that. You know, all of them are like that to some extent, yeah.
Marty, why have the Steelers, at least statistically, been less effective against the run than they have in the past?
Well, they've the first thing that comes to mind, they've had some players in and out there these first three ball games that they've played. We already talked about they're getting two great players back. That's first. Secondly, they've played two road games. Disruptive type defenses typically are a little bit better at home with the crowd noise and those sort of things. So those would be the two things that come to mind.
To account for Troy Polamalu.
Yeah, every play. He's just a fantastic player, best in the game.
How about Dallas Reynolds? Can you body of work now, two games, see doing the kind of things you want?
Yeah, proud of Dallas. He's you know, you go way back, and he's really put the hard work and preparation and hours and hours and hours evolving into a fine football player in the NFL. And so great credit to him. He's a very bright guy. He's a natural football player. He's added strength and size, and he's handled this thing real well. Yeah.
For a kid like that who's never played in the game, all of a sudden, middle, third quarter, he's out there, and then he's the guy from then on. How difficult a challenge.
Anytime you make a change at the center position, whether it's due to injury or any other, you know, the injury problem happened to us, that is sometimes a very, most of the time, an extremely difficult thing. Because of communication first, a simple center quarterback exchanges, gun exchanges, the timing. Every center is just a little bit different in his timing of these type of things. And the communication, I'm talking about calls, and he's just done really, really a high level of work up to date. Now, we've got a lot of work to do as an offense. We talked about that, and each individual has a lot of hard work ahead of us to get to where we want to be.
How impressed have you been by Stanley Havili's play?
Stanley? Stanley's a good football player. Knew that right off the bat last year when he was here. Certainly had some plans for him. He's a natural football player. He can run with the football. He can block. He can catch. And then he's got, the natural instincts to go along with it. Yeah.
How important was he to having the I formation worked so successfully last week against the Giants?
Oh, yeah, he was important. That wasn't the main reason, but that was one of the reasons because, I don't want to get too detailed here, but having Stanley in is a good thing in some situations, yeah.
Coverage-wise, what is Pittsburgh trying to do? Are they still going with a lot of zone, or are they mixing it up?
Oh, yeah, they mix it pretty good, a lot of single safety middle, and then they've got a lot of mixes. Look, they're a disruptive team. They'll bring 43, and they'll bring all of their linebackers at different times and in combinations, and they've got some excellent pass rushers. It hasn't quite shown yet, but they're very good that way. They're very aggressive. They're very physical in the secondary. One of the more physical teams I've seen in the secondary, including the corners. They're highly physical men. So it's going to be a fist fight out there.
You mentioned that defenses are often better at home. you had that problem at Arizona. How are you working with the offensive line this week to try to make sure things get sorted out?
I give Arizona credit. They did a heck of a job. Now, much of that was us as well. We've talked about that, been through it with communication and so forth. So you've got to be right on. You can't be you, if you're just in fact, after that game, I think I said we were just a little bit off. We still are. We're still a little bit off. But if you're off just a touch against a defense like this, at their place, you allow them to be disruptive. So you got to be right on now.
Danny Watkins showed up on the injury report yesterday. Yeah. Did that happen in practice?
No, it did not. No. I don't talk injuries, but the only thing I can say there is I believe him to be fine, and he did go through the walkthrough.
Would King be the guy if Danny?
There's a possibility of King. We're working King back into the mix, and he's got some hard work to do after missing a couple of weeks here, and so we're working him back into the mix, and we'll put the five best guys on the field.
Does that work harder for King because of how well Demetrius played?
Demetrius played well. Yeah, and he's coming. Demetrius is coming very, very fast, and he played very well. It's not really that. It's Big King. We've got to work him in, get him going again, coming off of that hamstring. Yep.